bald and blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast. Hear about tips, tricks, skills, tools, inspiration, mental hygiene. Know what you want and how to create what you desire to achieve predictable results and create a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And welcome everybody to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution. I am Kathy Tate, the Bald Warrior, coming to you from Australia at the bottom of the world in Tomorrowland for my podcast partner and dear friend, Daisy Papp, who comes from Florida Keys and is always in yesterday. Hi, Daisy.
You had to point that out, right?
It's our thing.
I know. Hello, everybody. Hello, dear Kathy. Wonderful to be here again and wonderful to have increased listeners. We are really hitting it, and it is wonderful to hear from our listeners, getting feedback in our Facebook group, and also in messages and emails that people are sharing with their families and friends. And then we receive messages, thank you messages from family and friends who haven't heard from us before. It is really amazing. Thank you so much.
It is heartwarming to see how many people we're reaching and the positivity that they're getting from us talking about these topics. So that really eggs us on and makes us want to keep going and dig deeper for you guys. And we also have to say thanks for sending in all those jokes and memes and videos. We have had a great time watching them all. And this week is the week we announce our winner. But you need to be in our Facebook group, Dream Life Creators Bald Warrior, to be in the running to actually win. So come over there and join us. We do loads of stuff in that group that you're going to love. Consider this your open invitation and a thank you for your contributions, guys. We love having you interact with us and give us feedback and tell us about what you're going through so that we can make episodes that really help you.
Yeah, we like your feedback and also the inspiration.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what's your topic for today?
So the topic for today is choices, because I believe that this is a key to all of us taking our lives in a new direction, is the realization that every single thing we do is either a choice one step closer to our dream or a choice that takes us one step further away from our dream.
I totally, wholeheartedly agree. And it sounds maybe funny for some of us or for some of you out there. A teacher of mine mentioned to me like maybe 11 years ago or something like that. And he said, Daisy, do you know the three gifts that you were born with? And I thought, no. And he mentioned to me, when you were born, you received three gifts. The first one is the gift of your life. The second is the gift of all the life surrounding you. And the third gift you've received is the gift of choice.
I love it.
Yeah, and that makes one ponder, because it took me a while until I realized, oh, wow, I have a choice? Because as a teenager, I knew of my duties and the responsibilities. And then I was a very young adult and much more responsibility fell on my tiny shoulders. And I thought I have no choice. And then when I realized I do have a choice, then things really changed.
Yeah, it is an amazing realization, I think, when you come to it, whenever it is that happens for you. And I remember being aware of this one fairly early on into my son's life, because I realized that I wanted him to grow certain values and ethics in his life. And I wanted him to know that he had choices and that there were consequences for those choices, because I was trying to instill this code of ethics in him so I wouldn't have to worry about him. I could let him go out into the world and know he would be fine. So very early on in his life, I always, even as a three-year-old, I always talk to him in terms of have the choice to do this or this. And I would give him two options.
That's very good.
And then he felt empowered, because even as a young boy, he had the right to choose for himself. And I do believe that is a core lesson in how well my son has turned into the man he is today.
I agree. And he's a wonderful young man.
Yes.
I'm fortunate. I call myself fortunate that we are chit-chatting at times, even when mommy doesn't know about it. Yeah. I think you really hit the nail on the head when you say, yes, so there are choices and then there are consequences. And when we become aware that we are always free to choose, but we are never free of the consequences, then that puts us into responsibility. That makes us be aware, okay, so I have responsibility and I'm responsible for the consequences that I'm going to endure or that I'm causing in specific projects,
yes,
in society, in families, at work, in my career. It even comes down to a simple choice when we choose, okay, should I eat the salad or do I want to eat the burger and two slices of pizza with some fries when I want to have a long life in a healthy way?
Yeah.
So everything we do has consequences. And when we are aware of the consequences beforehand, before we choose, then it's a great compass which choices to choose.
Absolutely. Yes. Assessing the consequences, I think, is really important in knowing what your choices are. And consequences can be positive, negative. And this applies to everything in life, as simple as choosing a salad over fast food or whether to accept a person back into your life or not. Something big like that or something tiny, everything is a choice and we get to make it. And I see so many people giving their power away and feeling victimized and not realizing that they're actually choosing to feel that way.
Mm-hmm. They're supporting that to happen. I remember when I was a very little girl, I was maybe 3, 3.5 years old. And my dad was a very wise man, very wise, although he was very young at that time. And he once told me, he said, Daisy, whatever you're doing right here, right now, just extend it into the future, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and look where you end up. And if that's what you like, then keep on doing what you're doing. If you don't like that, change your compass, change the direction. So I learned that quite early on, that the direction and to expand my view out of right here, right now.
Yeah.
So be the forward thinking person, the individual. Okay, so if I do this now, what will happen in the future? What am I creating when I choose this today? What am I enabling or what am I limiting?
Yes.
It goes both ways. I had a client of mine and he came one day really upset into my office. It was some years ago when I still had an office in Miami Beach. And he comes in there, he's completely upset, redhead, sweaty, really shaky hands. And he says, oh, so I'm just so over it. And I said, what happened? And he says, I'm just done. There's so many things I have to do. I said, okay, so what is it that you have to do? I have to go get up in the morning, then I have to go downstairs, then I have to wait for my car, then I have to go to work, I have to sit in the traffic jam, then I have to rush for coffee because my colleagues, they feel disappointed if I don't bring along the coffee with me because then they think how weird is he today. Then I have to work and then I have to go out for lunch with people I'm not really interested in, but I have to. All the have to's. And then to make it very short, I asked him very directly. I said, okay, so this morning when you got up, what's the first thing you did? I opened my eyes. What's the second thing? I sat on the edge of my bed and I said, okay, so just be clear here. Was there somebody with a gun towards your head telling you you have to do that? And he said, no. And then I mentioned to him, actually, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do any of that. There's only one thing you have to do. That's breathing. If you stop breathing, that's over. End of story. That's the only thing he has to do. But everything else he chooses to do, he chooses to go to work. He chooses to sit in traffic jam on his way to work because he would not like to have the consequence of not receiving a paycheck and therefore not having income and therefore not affording the lifestyle that he's enjoying. When that shifted within him, and he realized that he does not have to, it gave him so much freedom. And then what we did some really, really important, tiny, genius step. I told him from now on to tell himself, I choose to. I choose to go to work. I choose to sit in traffic jam, although it's 1 hour to drive from here to my work, to the office. And I choose to pick up the coffee because it helps the climate in the office with my coworkers so tremendously. I choose to. That gave him such an empowering, I think, self-determination. So he was not anymore like the puppet that pull the string, do that, taking orders.
So he didn't feel powerless anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He chose.
Yeah.
He volunteered. so much better when we feel like that.
Yes. In fact, I have a similar friend whose job is driving in traffic, and they tell me about the frustrations of the traffic and the other drivers and the waiting and all these things. And I say something similar about their frustration. I'm like, you're choosing to feel frustrated in the traffic. Why don't you put on some music and enjoy the moment instead?
Listen to our podcast. Or
listen to our podcast while you're waiting in traffic.
I'd love to have your friend on the show and do some real changes.
I will try and convince them.
Please forward our invitation. That would be awesome.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that there are many people that can relate to traffic.
Yes. I absolutely agree. Something I avoid because it frustrates me.
Still?
Yeah, in the city, it just is the way it is. And so you have to choose how you're going to react to it. And that's where I like to go deeper, because by giving this guy, this client of yours, the power of realizing he is choosing these things. And I would add, you get to also choose your mood. You get to choose how you react. Instead of feeling frustrated at something, you either choose to be frustrated or you choose to recognize it might frustrate you and kick in your plan B, whatever that is for you. For me, it would be music.
Yeah. And then if you're overall rather on the moody side or the not so pleasant mood side, do something about it, because the bad mood is just a symptom. What's the root of it? Let's go to the root.
Let's just break quickly for these messages, and we'll be right back with the root cause after.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to those messages and staying with us, guys. So we are talking now about the root cause and how that can affect our realization about our ability to choose in every single situation in life, and the difference that how you choose things can make in the bigger picture.
Very big. So the quality of choice that we are making always depends on our current state of mind we're in. If I'm in a good mood and I feel empowered, I most likely will make much better choices than when I feel helpless and hopeless. And yeah, I'm not sure. And should I do this or that or the other? And I'm so indecisive, then it's more likely that I make a mistake or I choose something that I'm not so happy with at the end when the consequences come around the corner. So before we make choices, the bigger choices, I think it's very important to make a temperature check. Temperature in this case would be your mood. So everything above zero is quite okay, but let's put it a little warmer, come on, where it's kind of temperature that you really enjoy. And then make a decision, because it again goes back to the reptilian brain. When my survival alarm goes off and my reptilian brain is switched on, or the brainstem or the primitive brain, my intention is to survive and my intention is not to make a healthy choice. It's impossible, because all that matters is, okay, so how am I getting out of this alive?
Yeah.
And the decision we are making, the choice we're choosing, can only be as good as the mental state we're in. Because when I'm in fear, I may choose some things that I would never choose.
Definitely.
When I'm just in my tranquil, balanced, harmonious, frontal lobe switched on, all my genius is lighting up on the brain scan and everything's functioning in harmony and the reptilian is finally quiet.
Yes. And this is why it's so important to have the self-awareness we spoke about in the last episode.
Yes, I agree. You're so smart. Yes, I'm so set on this very now episode that I forget what we recorded last week or the other day or the other night or what we will record. I never know what we're going to record, because you throw the topic at me just as you push the record button. And I too. So that's also my choice.
Yes. Yes. You have chosen for me to spring topics on you, because we decided that this would create the best flow and conversational podcast that we can deliver to you guys. And it does work beautifully. I do just only give Daisy the topic right as we start to record. And every single week we end up talking about that topic in a really great way. We've had such positive feedback about our conversations. So we know that to
it's
be
our
true.
Choice.
Yes.
Because we don't have to do it now. One more element that is so essential to be aware of when it comes to choices. There's a very famous race car driver, and he won 7 times the world championship in Formula One. His name is Michael Schumacher. And he once, before a race, was asked by the journalists, so what's your strategy for this race and for this weekend? And how are you going to do this? And how are you going to do that? And he says exactly what he wanted to share. Of course, not all the details, because it's all about competition and competing. Yeah. And the next day in the free training, he had an accident and broke his leg. And the press was all over him. And they said, you said that this is what you're going to do. And that is going, you promised almost, right? So they held him accountable. And he was standing there, very cool, smart. He's a brilliant young man. He was at that time. And he says, it is always better to make a new decision than holding on to an old choice.
Oh, I love that.
Sadly, he's not a race car driver anymore. He had a skiing accident some years ago. And I'm still his biggest fan, I believe. Let's compete. Who's the biggest fan of Michael Schumacher out there?
Oh, yes, I am. There'd be millions out there.
Yeah, I met him a few times, and he's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful human being and very self-aware. And he made a lot of good choices very consciously.
Yeah.
And in a calm mindset.
Very important. And that's something else to remind you out there, listeners, that even if you make a not so good choice, you're still free to make a better choice, the very next choice.
Oh. Absolutely.
You don't need to spiral down into a litany of bad choices.
No.
At any time, you are allowed to not judge yourself, pick yourself back up and do better the next time.
I share with you one more detail. Usually I'm not talking about that part of my personal life, private life, because really I like my privacy. But when I married the father of my son, I thought, that's it. That's great. Yes. And then later on, I made a different decision. When I got divorced. So nothing wrong about that. So I just did it like Michael Schumacher. So you can do it too.
Yes.
If you choose, okay, so I'm going to drive by bicycle, and then you realize, oh, maybe it's just too far, you can leave the bicycle, call for a cab or minivan, and then go to the end of the road as a traveler in a van with your bicycle on top. You don't have to suffer. Just come to the realization if this choice is good and really expand it into the future. If you continue doing what you're doing right here, right now, is this choice that you're making right here, right now, bringing you where you actually eventually want to end up? Where's your goal?
Yes, absolutely.
And if not, make changes sooner than later. Make a different choice. And we are here to support you.
Yes, absolutely, guys. And if you are wanting to actually create transformation in your life and achieve your dream life, you need to join us in our Facebook group,
the Dream Life Creators. Yeah, we said it at the same time. Yay! We practiced.
We'd love to have you in there. We work through the Dream Life Roadmap with our group members, and we deliver group workshops as well as lots of other helpful tools and interviews and deeper learning.
And insights.
It's all in that Facebook group. So do join us there, guys. And we hope that talking about making choices is going to empower you today to have the realization that every single thing you do is under your control.
Mm-hmm. And here comes another thing. I wonder, you who are listening right here, if you choose to join us in our Facebook group, to follow your dream life and create it. I wonder, it's up to you.
It is.
You're always free to choose. You're not free of the consequences.
So with that note, we'll end this topic today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And once again, thank you to all of our supporters, financial, spiritual, emotional, our teams. We love you guys, and we love all you guys out there listening to us and tuning in every week. We're so appreciative that you spend the time with us. We feel like we know you from your feedback and your jokes you've sent in and the letters that we get. So thank you all. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. And again, Kathy and I, we're embracing the globe from east to west and west to east, and from the southern hemisphere to the northern hemisphere. And we are just embracing the globe, and you're all within that. And we do that with warmth and care. And we talk to you soon.
Yes, we will see you next episode. Don't forget to share this out with your friends and family. We are Bold and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Bye.
See you next time.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Bold and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Make sure you like our podcast, comment, and leave us a 5-star review. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you consume podcasts. Share with your friends and loved ones. Leave a comment and reach out to us with questions and how we can help you change your life. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Talk to you next time.